Hi, and welcome to Heart, a Kingdom Hearts podcast, where I, Austin, usually explain the Kingdom Hearts series to my friends. But today, I am joined by some fine folks from our Discord server to talk about the Kingdom Hearts 20th anniversary event.
Hi, I'm Carlos. My pronouns are he, him, and I'm very excited to talk about the 20th anniversary event.
Hi, I'm Heartless. I go by any pronouns. And yeah, same as Carlos, very excited.
I'm Imperial HC, and oh boy, do we have some things to talk about today.
I'm TJ, my pronouns are he, they, and yeah, Kingdom Hearts 4 is a thing. That's cool.
Yeah, and before we dive any further in, I just want to say, this is a spoiler episode. If you're not caught up, or you care about spoilers, please leave. If your names are Riley, Darylise, or Cronus, please leave.
We will give you 10 seconds.
Why are you even here if you're not caught up?
Pretty major spoilers for like the entire series on this episode today.
Extremely major spoilers. And lots of spoilery speculation, I'm sure.
Yeah.
I know definitely. I have the speculation.
If you don't know who the girl was in the Kingdom Hearts 4 trailer, just get out now.
Had a coworker who was like that.
If you aren't ready to examine Nomura's sweet, like, thank you message, then get out, because it's got a secret message.
Oh my god, I completely forgot about that. I literally looked at that today. Oh no.
I've got all the articles pulled up. I'm ready to go.
Oh, yo.
All right, that's plenty of time. Oh. So, on April 10th, Kingdom Hearts had their 20th anniversary event in Tokyo, but they announced two new games, and finally the release date for Dark Road, or the ending of Dark Road.
Finally! Thank God.
I'm probably still not going to play it, though.
No, I'm just going to watch somebody put the cutscenes on YouTube.
Everglow, we need you.
Please, Everglow, help us with this.
So it sounds like it's finally coming out in August, assuming it doesn't get delayed again, but I don't know. I don't have a lot to say about Dark Road. In what we see of it, we get to see, I think, all of the upperclassmen that they've been looking for. We see the Master of Masters, the chess scene from Kingdom Hearts 3, and we also see an original Darkness. So I thought those were the four interesting things I noticed in the what scenes were shown, but who knows what any of that means?
Only Nomura knows.
So, I haven't really kept up with Dark Road. Has there been much of consequence so far in the story?
Not really. We've seen Xehanort and Arrakis's class of Keyblade wielders that they've trained with under Master Odin. And we know that they're looking for, I think, 5 upperclassmen who went missing.
One of them being one of their classmen's sibling. I think it's their sister or something.
I believe
Their brother, yeah.
Ooh, interesting.
And it's heavily implied that literally all of them, except for Arrakis and Xehanort, are going to die by the end, which makes sense considering we never see these characters in modern Kingdom Hearts times.
Unless...
Oh no.
Unless.
Some other part of the frickin' world, I guess. Just doing
or in another world.
Mm-hmm. Who knows?
They're in the final world. They're the little stars we talked to that didn't have the voices.
I could have.
One of those a child, though?
Literally possible. I mean, one of their classmates looks really young, like way younger than them. Four.
I don't even remember their names, so.
Good. I only remember Vore because it's funny.
That's valid.
Yeah,
valid. There's Bragi, Baldur, Hermod, and I don't remember the last one.
With how weird of names they are, you'd think one of them would have become a nobody by now.
There's still time.
Bruh, Demix is one of the upperclassmen. Demix and Luxord are the upperclassmen.
We do see one of the upperclassmen start asking Odin about Kingdom Hearts, and Odin says that that's forbidden.
Oh yeah, the one that looks like...
Go ahead.
If anyone knows Fire Emblem, he looks like Claude from Three Houses.
Now I have to check this out.
What's my Golden Deer Boy doing in this game?
That's another world.
He's trying to do something forbidden with Kingdom Hearts, presumably. But that's all interesting, but there's not much to speculate about or talk about with Dark Road. But then they announced another mobile game with a beta coming out sometime later this year called Missing Link. And it appears to continue right where Union Cross left off, with Brain now in a future Scala, but not future to us, just future to him.
That's not confusing at all.
No. Our past, Brain's future. We also don't know a ton about this game. It's a much different style of mobile game. It sort of looks like it has almost regular Kingdom Hearts fighting mechanics, but also still has trophies. So who knows how that'll work out.
Seems like, from what I could gather, it looks like the trophies are going to be used for special attacks, kind of like the medals in Union Cross.
Yeah.
And I've heard, I don't know if this is real or not, it's been a while since I've seen the trailer, but I heard it was going to have some sort of like Pokemon Go aspect to it, where like if you travel, I don't know if that's actually real or not. I hope it's not.
We'll talk about that when we get to the interview that Nomura did and what's been translated of it, but they talk about it a little bit.
I've seen the
interview.
Don't
think you physically have to go places, but like I think depending on your location, the area of Scala you're around in is different, and you can like walk around the whole of the Scala, but it'll take a long time. I don't understand. We'll see eventually.
So they're making like an actual like world's worth of Scala, right? Where like wherever you are in the world, you're seeing something different. Is that what that is?
That's what it seems like. But there's also, so in the interview, I'll just go to those questions real quick. So in Missing Link, it seems to be centered on action-packed battles that can also be enjoyed in multiplayer, with the addition of so-called location-based game elements that utilize augmented reality technology. You say that you can move around without actually going out, but in that case, do you perhaps mean that you can move around while moving your character in-game? And Nomura says, yes, it works similar to Google Street View, where you can tap the arrows to go forward and back in a street. However, I've chosen to make it more faithful to the series, and they clarify that by that he means you won't be tapping arrows to move around. You'll be using more traditional series controls. And they also say that, so the interviewer asks, so you could even walk around Okinawa if you wanted to, and Nomura says, yes, but if you want to go far, far away, it'll take a certain amount of time, but you can also use points to teleport right to where you want to go. So there's going to be some points, presumably this will be a microtransaction, but also something you can earn in game that lets you teleport wherever in the real world. And then the interviewer asks, if the game is linked to the real world, does that mean there will be no Disney Worlds? And Nomura said, we're experimenting with a variety of things, but depending on the timing, the terrain and atmosphere, the terrain and atmosphere will partially be based on Disney World motifs. In the early stages of development, we covered the entire map with a texture change, but it seemed like overkill, so we're trying to make it more consistent. So we don't know what all that means yet as far as gameplay, but it does look more engaging than Union Cross.
That is
gameplay wise, at least.
It also looks like a major battery killer.
Oh yeah.
Yes. But it looks like one I'll actually play. So
yes.
Agreed.
The way he was talking about it reminds me of like those old, like Pokemon Go hacks where you had the joystick and you could like teleport yourself and all that. If anyone remembers that at all.
Yeah.
It kind of reminds me of that, similar. But implemented, I guess.
Yeah, do you think we'll have, like, an original character one as well?
Yeah, we should be able to customize them. Yes.
They bring that up in the interview as well. The interviewer asks, in the trailer, we see that Brain appears. Will he be the main character? Nomura responds, no, he won't. The main character will be yourself. Much like Union Cross, the protagonist will be a custom player avatar created by yourself. So presumably, in the trailer that we saw, that blonde-haired man in a white outfit is the generic starter player character.
No, little sailor outfit.
Yeah. But this brings a bigger question. Last time we had a player character of our own, became Xehanort. Who the fuck does this one turn into?
What if it's Sora?
Also Xehanort.
It turns into Sora.
The player character actually gets transported all the way to the beginning of the timeline, becomes the Master of Masters.
What if he just gets turned into Ericus?
Oh, fuck. It's very possible. I didn't think about that.
So many possibilities.
No. He gets turned into the mouse.
Oh, no.
Fuck. I'm not playing this game anymore.
The Mickey Mouse origin story we didn't know we were going to get.
Oh, no.
To be fair, I think Mickey Mouse is in Union Cross already, so.
That is.
Yes.
Yeah. Donald and Goofy are, so.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Mickey's, all three of them are briefly there.
Dang. That would have been funny, though.
Don't know what that means for the timeline. I assume it's just Book of Prophecies projections, but who can say?
It's
time.
Yes!
Oh boy.
I mean, I think we'll come back, because I have some stuff to say about Missing Link, but I think we need to cover the big boy first.
The big boy.
And finally, they announced Kingdom Hearts 4.
Amazing.
As of right now, it is just in development. We don't have any release window or anything. My god, does this thing look beautiful.
Unreal Engine 5. Oh, Unreal Engine 5 is amazing.
Apparently, what we've seen so far is all still just in Unreal Engine 4. They haven't made that conversion yet.
That's 4. I thought that was 5. Jesus, that's 4?
Yeah, from one of the articles I read, everything we've seen so far is still Unreal 4.
My god. They're probably going to switch to Unreal 5, though, while they don't have a lot.
Nomura's confirmed they're gonna go ahead and upgrade to 5. It shouldn't add much more time to their cycle, but it's gonna make the game look even prettier, especially with lighting and textures.
Yeah,
I can't wait. It will look so amazing.
It's just it's so good. I could gush about this for hours. It's so good.
I just remember watching it for this time. I was like, is this really happening right now? am I seeing this right?
You're telling me Sora has feet?
He has normal. He has normal.
Not this.
He's so realistic.
So I guess with this one, we'll kind of go through it a little bit step by step. So we open with a narration from a male voice. We'll talk about this voice later. It says, if this isn't the ending you desired, if it brings you despair, then leave this world for another. Your options are endless. And then we see text on screen saying, the heart resides within the soul, which in turn is guided by fate to its rightful place. The choice is yours once more. And throughout all that, we're seeing a lot of gorgeous imagery. But right after that line, we see a sleeping boy And he looks too realistic. I can't handle it.
Yes, please.
Are we going to mention where this is taking place, or?
Oh yeah, this is all happening in Quadratum.
In Shibuya.
Yep. And they've even officially announced what neighborhood the apartment is in.
Yeah, I know people. Well, I mean, people probably like people found that already.
People found it within 8 hours of the trailer. People were like, "This is the exact apartment that Sora's living in."
That apartment
surprises me not at all.
That apartment is going to skyrocket in price now. Say this.
It was already ridiculous. It apparently was already ridiculous before the trailer.
Yeah, well now it's gonna be even more.
That's a gorgeous, huge apartment in the
middle.
That
is a high-end apartment.
Shibuya. How the fuck's this boy affording that?
That wild card that Lixert gave him is actually a credit card.
Yeah, that's just what MasterCard is in this world.
It's just called wild card.
But he is awoken by the doorbell of his apartment big ring. He sleepily gets up and answers the door. And, well, she's alive. I don't know how, but she's here. It's Strelitzia.
Hi.
Yo.
You look so good.
You're so pretty.
You're so pretty.
And she... presumably talking to Sora as she walks him through the apartment onto the balcony, and we see his bare feet, and it feels like a little bit of a crime.
No shoes and no gloves.
Yeah, it's weird. He needs to be fully clothed at all times. She tells him, "You've been asleep since you arrived in this world 7 days ago. This is Quadratum. It's a world full of life. But for you and I, it's similar to an afterworld, I suppose," which. That exact phrasing has shown up in Kingdom Hearts before when people think they're dead and gone to some sort of afterlife, but Kingdom Hearts calls it Afterworlds. So how do we think that this happened?
Oh no, you're asking the big questions now.
Well, here's the thing, right? I don't know, so the whole... Yzora turning the final world into Quadratum. Does he have like spatial powers and can like change the look of that dimension? Maybe
it felt like a projection.
Yeah, but we also see in Verum Rex that like in the commercial in the Toy Story world, there seems to be at least one instance of like reality kind of breaking away into something else.
That's true.
So maybe it's just, and also his whole thing is like, I guess digital manipulation is how I want to put it, we'll say. So maybe Quadratum is actually the Matrix. And
I guess we'll see. I don't know.
It's also like tied to the final world. And that's how like Strelitzia is in there because she was in the final world already. So
I still don't think the mysterious star was Strelitzia.
Was she not?
I don't think it was. I think it's somebody related, like, that cares about Yzora because of some stuff said in Remind. It feels like the mysterious star knew Yzora.
Yeah.
Oh, then it was probably the girl from the...
That's what I think.
Okay, never mind. Throw my final world theory out the window then.
Mm-hmm.
That was under the pretense that star was Strelitzia.
But still, the last time we saw Strelitzia, she died.
She was killed.
We saw, yeah, by Ventus.
Which is a whole other thing.
We can't let him forget his crimes.
It wasn't his fault.
Listen. He may be a precious cinnamon roll boy, but he still has to know.
No, it's going to cause him trauma. He has enough of it.
We'll give him a pass.
But yeah, we saw her get killed. But then at another point we saw, I assume it's Lushu. It might have been the master walking around Daybreak Town with somebody in a white coat that had red hair like that. It looked a lot like Strelitzia at the time. And then in the finale of Kingdom Cross, we saw Lushu put that person in the Ark and send them somewhere. So what the fuck is going on with Strelitzia is all I'm saying.
What if her death was faked? Nah.
Yeah, I wonder if... I don't think her death was faked. I think maybe Lushu or the Master collected her heart before it could go off anywhere.
Probably.
And put it in a replica or something? I don't know.
Oh, boy.
Oh.
What if that's just Strelitzia's nobody walking around?
I don't want to know how complicated of a name that's going to be.
Oh, yeah.
Although, I guess if Xemnas doesn't name you, is your name just the same?
I believe it should just be the same, because he's the one that gives you the sigil, so.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But also, and
most people remember their previous lives anyway, so it's not that much different.
And also, but the thing is, we've never seen a human nobody outside of Organization 13. Except for Naminé, but then that's a whole different thing.
She's but very special.
She's still Kairi's nobody,
but like
weird, yeah.
You know how like they always say that nobody shouldn't exist, blah blah blah. She's the only one that like truly she shouldn't, like
yeah.
Logically, she just popped into existence. Oh, I love her. Tables don't get me wrong.
Naminé's great. Naminé is very.
She's confusing.
Yeah. Naminé needs to be protected.
So somehow Strelitzia's here. Who knows how long she's been here. She's helping out Sora. And then we see in this just real last looking world what I presume is still some form of dark side shows up, but it looks big, bad, and actually scary for once.
Yeah, like all those people that were filming him, I'm getting terrified. Like, damn!
That's like the first time we've seen people react to, like NPCs react to a Heartless since like a while ago.
Mm-hmm.
I think, unless I'm mistaken. But that's like the first time I think we've seen NPCs react to a Heartless like that.
Yeah.
And then just the guy filming it.
Yep. I gotta have the one. Bro, that's gonna get him so many likes on what is the Kingdom Hearts version of Instagram called? What did they call it?
Kingstagram.
That's what I thought it was, but it sounded made up to me.
It is made up.
Okay, I was thinking of Pentagram. I was thinking of a Pentagram from the Owl House or whatever, and I'm like, no, that's not it.
I don't know that they've actually named it, but it's everything I've always seen on Twitter and whatnot just calls it Kingstagram.
That's what I think it is. But yeah, it's gonna get him so many likes on Kingstagram. It's gonna be great.
Those poor people. That
and that alone is worth it.
Yep.
Yeah, I mean, the design, I'm pretty sure it's Darkseid. I think it's just, they really upped
the spooky
factor. It's just
like a souped up Darkseid.
What if all the purebloods look like that, at least in Quadratum?
That would be so cool.
That would be awesome.
I really loved, like, the weird, like, stitching together it did whenever he was first showing up. Like, it was just this dark orb, and then all these black lines, like, formed a wireframe of him first, and then it filled in. It was really cool.
Matrix theory.
So Sora puts on regular-sized shoes and runs off into the streets.
Straight up looking like Converse.
Rip the clown shoes.
At least they're still yellow.
Moment of silence for the clown shoes.
And he goes to fight this thing. We do see some flow motion. It looks really smooth. And then we see something, some weird reaction command. I'm only going to call it a reaction command because in the interview, Nomura does confirm reaction commands are back.
Kingdom Hearts 2 fans rejoice.
Yeah.
Is it the grappling hook, Austin?
No, the drill.
I'm talking about the shield into a drill.
That's oh, yeah.
The grappling hook, I think, is just their version of air step now.
Mm. Yeah. Or just part of flow motion.
Yeah.
Who knows? Very confusing.
The keychain actually has a use now.
Yeah, for once.
Yeah.
And it looks so cool. I love the grappling hook so much. I think that was my favorite thing from the entire video.
I saw that and I'm like, finally, Jesus. Because like that concept of using the keychain has been around since like Kingdom Hearts, honestly, probably one. As like a little whip attack, I think. And Lee is the closest one to actually doing that.
Yeah. And then the camera begins to pan up a building. As it does, the narrator voice comes back. However, if you do leave this world behind, don't expect to return from the one which you came. And the camera settles at the top of this building, overlooking Sora and the dark side, where we see two figures in black coats. Presumably, Mom and somebody? Maybe Zora? Maybe Lushu? Maybe narrator? Who can say?
It was Luxord all along.
No.
It's Luxord and Demix.
We already...
If it's those two together, I'm okay with it. But I don't want it to be, like...
One or the other.
Luxord hanging out with Mom? That feels off.
I mean, listen, like, Mom could still be Demix for all we know.
I really hope he isn't, but you're not wrong. I'm hoping, like, I don't 100% know for sure. Maybe Luxord is the cab driver. I don't have strong feelings about that. It looks similar. But I'm hoping that at least one of them is from Missing Link, because that would make sense with the phrasing that Zemnis used of them holding some secret of the ancient Keyblade legacy, whatever that means.
What's probably going to happen is Demix is going to be in Missing Link and Luxord's going to be in 4 and Quadratum, probably.
Mm-hmm.
Or they're both going to be in Missing Link. I don't think they're both going to be from Quadratum.
Yeah. They are the only ones we don't know anything about yet, so they must tell us what's going on.
So, before we get into the rest of the Famitsu interview, I think we need to talk about the message and the secret note that's hidden in the message, but the message first. So on little keyhole placards that I think were on all the tables at the event, or something like that, there's a little note from Nomura that says, "When I look back on the past, I think back to the time I first started this project called Kingdom Hearts. I put everything I had into it, even to the point of becoming an empty shell whenever I finish working. I want everyone to be happy, after all. That's what I've always been trying to do. What is this story of the heart being told through the series? These stories of the heart told in my works are a reminder of those hearts that are no longer with us. Those hearts are always there, staying by your side. That's what I think. Thank you so much for your support over the past 20 years, and I look forward to everyone's support in the future." It's a very sweet message.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a hidden message in this message. I don't know how people discovered this, but basically, if you convert this message into hiragana from katakana and draw an X in a certain spot, then there is a secret message that says, "The voice's identity is Sigurd. Pay close attention."
Oh boy.
Impossible.
Because you get the phonetic enunciation of it, and it's just...
I don't understand
how that was found. Yeah, I don't understand how the fuck people realize that. But there's also a few other little secrets in the message. Like the fact that the kanji where the heart radical is used happens exactly 7 times in the whole message.
I didn't even realize that one.
Yeah, I mean, unless you know Japanese very well and paid very close attention to the message, I don't know how anybody would, but somebody did. So, the narrator of both the Missing Link trailer and the Kingdom Hearts 4 trailer is Sigurd.
Yes.
And Nomura confirms that in the Famitsu interview. Regarding the male voice we hear in the narration, the same actor also narrates the Kingdom Hearts Missing Link trailer, correct? Nomura responds, yes. Although the character is the same person, we asked the voice actor to deliver 2 different tones. Okay, so Sigurd is the narrator for both. But then this second sentence fucks me up. This character has been present throughout the series, but this is the first time he is being voiced.
What?
Oh wait, he
we just
the,
met Sigurd.
The text to speech from like Kingdom Hearts 1. Yeah.
You
yeah.
Oh, that motherfucker.
No,
that's what I'm thinking too.
Oh, for fuck's sake. No.
Sigurd has always been with us.
Holy Austin, you didn't prepare me for this.
I would have much rather it have been the mouse.
It never felt right that it was the mouse to me.
Like the mouse or Ven, not fucking Sigurd, who I barely remember who the hell he even is.
Oh yeah, in case you don't remember, Sigurd, we've only met him once, by that name at least. He shows up at the end of Union Cross when Brain shows up in his future Scala, our past Scala, hands him the hat, says, I'm going to take you to HQ, and then tells him when they run into the statue, oh yeah, that's the first Keyblade Master, Master Aphemer. That's all we know about Sigurd. And then suddenly he's very important, and I'm confused.
Suddenly he can talk to like Baby Sora and just every tutorial. Okay.
So, is Sigurd the other person in the black coat? Is it Brain and Sigurd in the black coats in the Kingdom Hearts 4 trailer?
Oh boy.
This is hurting my brain.
Actual insanity.
I read this article before I read the thing about the secret message. So I was like, oh shit, it's Brain. It's definitely Brain. That's cool. I like Brain. I don't like that there's a character named Brain, but no, secret message. It's Sigurd. You haven't been paying attention.
It's Sigurd.
How did people figure this out?
People get very invested in
this. Is
obsessive.
This is the same community that holds on to like a 30-second trailer for 3 years.
Fair.
Yeah.
Me in 3 years still wondering about Sigurd.
I'm gonna love to play this when my little brother is like in college in like freaking 8 years.
No, I have faith that it'll come out pretty quickly.
Probably come out
in the next couple of years.
I'd say probably give it 2 years max, I think.
Yeah. I say
3,
assuming zero problems, the very end of 2023. More likely either spring or winter 2024.
As long as it's on PC, because I probably won't have a PS5 by that time still. So
agreed.
And before it's actually gonna be on PS6. Start saving up now.
Also, I want it on PC because mods are great.
Yeah. Well, there's no way that a game this good looking can come out on the PS4 though.
Oh god, no.
Yeah.
It's gotta come out with the PS5 at least.
Unless it's like 720p, 30fps, like.
Or unless they do cloud versions like they did with the Switch ports.
Sorry
to put that into the ether, but it's a possibility.
I'd rather fight Yuzora no hit than do that crap.
All right. So after the biggest, harshest revelation, I'll just quickly start running through this Famitsu interview. we were all pretty surprised that the Shibuya Hikari building that Kingdom Hearts' 20th anniversary event was held in was also in the Kingdom Hearts 4 announcement trailer. Is that why you decided to hold the event there? Nomura responds, I knew that I wanted to hold the event at Shibuya Hikari if possible. Shibuya has a lot of easily recognizable landmarks, and in a game that reflects our real world, I thought it would add a touch of realism to have the area be recognizable. So Shibuya is a part of the Quadratum world, right? Nomura responds, yes, that's correct. The characters from The World Ends With You, which made a cameo in Kingdom Hearts Dream Drop Distance, are also from Shibuya. Does this mean we'll be able to see them in Kingdom Hearts 4? Nomura responds, strictly speaking, the Shibuya from The World Ends With You is a separate world from Quadratum. There are fans that think Quadratum will be related to games such as The World Ends With You, or even Stranger of Paradise Final Fantasy Origins, but no, there is no connection. Is that room that Sora wakes up in also located in Shibuya? Yes, the exact location would be in South Aoyama. Whoa, such a nice area. You thought ahead regarding the location. Yes, actually. We even thought about his room's floor plan. The room looks a bit empty right now, but the interior design will undergo some changes. The room will serve as a base in the beginning of the game.
Yo, Animal Crossing Kingdom Hearts.
Are we gonna decorate the room?
Animal Crossing Kingdom Hearts. Like
ever.
Yo, can we get a dog?
Oh my gosh.
Sora's gonna go to work and then come back home all tired. Gonna fall asleep on the sofa.
Sora's working a 9-to-5.
It's just Persona 5.
It's just Persona 5 with Kingdom Hearts. He's a student by day and a Keyblade wielder by night.
Oh, wow.
Or in whatever distortion world thing they would have the equivalent of.
What kind of world is Quadratum exactly? In Kingdom Hearts Melody of Memory, it was stated that the world was one that existed in the background. Is this a new world that is not related to the World of Light, the World of Darkness, or the Worlds Between? You can assume that. Fuck you, Nomura. You don't just get to say that.
I thought that was from the interview.
I'm not going to give you straight answers.
Who do you think I am? Who you think I is?
In the trailer's narration, there's a line that says, even though the people here are very much alive, this place is sort of like an afterlife for us. What exactly does that mean? And Nomura responds, and this is a really interesting response. The perspective changes depending on who views it. In Kingdom Hearts Union Cross, the Master of Masters said something similar. From Sora's perspective, Quadratum is a world that exists in the background, a fictional world that is different from his reality. However, for the people living in Quadratum, the world that Sora and the others live in is a world that exists in the background, a fictional world for them. In Kingdom Hearts 4, we will explore the theme of the contrast between the two perspectives.
So what he's saying is Kingdom Hearts is actually going to be a video game in Quadratum.
It's possible.
Just like how Verum Rex was a video game in Kingdom Hearts.
Unreality.
Yeah, there's going to be a scene. We're just going to see a bunch of people in the subway in Quadratum playing Union Cross or Missing Link,
playing Missing Link.
On their cell phones.
We're gonna see one dude pop off for like a Kingdom Hearts 4, Kingdom Hearts like 6 announcement. He's gonna be like, yes.
There's a quick one where they clarify that Strelitzia was the female narrator, and that she referred to our world as the one that Sora and her both come from. And then the final, fully translated response is about how Donald and Goofy appear normal for Kingdom Hearts. What would Sora look like if he returned back home? Nomura basically says, yeah, he looks realistic because he's in Quadratum and that's a realistic world. He'd look like closer to Kingdom Hearts 3 as soon as he goes back. If he goes back.
So he'll have his clown shoes again. That's amazing.
He'll have his clown shoes again.
They're not gone forever.
Gone, but not forgotten.
There's some other small details that have been translated, but not the full interview has not been translated yet. But yeah, the battle reaction commands from Kingdom Hearts 2 will be coming back.
Nice.
In the HUD that we see in the trailer, there were some translations that one of those options was called build. And apparently that has something to do with some scrap and build mechanic system. Wow, we don't know anything about that yet.
It was something about destruction and reconfiguration. I don't know what it means. Seems interesting, though.
I saw like one person talking about like a couple of things, but like they were going on like, what if the Kingdom Key is the only Keyblade you get in the game, but you can switch it into like so many different forms?
Yeah,
that just like build on top of each other almost.
That seems cool.
So instead of
we don't know what this build and scrap system is. We don't know anything about Quadratum. There's all the speculation that maybe there's a Star Wars Easter egg in the trailer.
The AT-ST foot.
Yeah. I'm fine with it. I just don't want people to get too invested into this foot for it to zoom out and that's actually not a foot. It's just a fucking rock. And people get real upset.
Darth Vader. Come on.
I'd love Star Wars World Kingdom Hearts, though. That would be... Lightsaber Keyblade is just all I want. Just give me that and we're good.
Yeah, we've already seen the lightsabers in action, so it wouldn't be too hard.
They're already coded into the game. Come on.
Yeah, they already are, yeah.
This was, of course, followed by... I just thought this part was funny. I saw on Twitter people talking about the reaction commands, and there was literally two tweets in a row. One that said, reaction commands? Let's go! They listened! Followed by the person directly underneath them. Ugh, reaction commands. And I just thought that was funny.
Sounds about right.
The two sides of a Kingdom Hearts community.
Yep.
After the KH4 title appears on screen, we hop back to our usual world. We see Donald and Goofy walking through, presumably, the underworld. They're talking about how they're trying to find a way, any clues about Sora. And then we see a blue flame and then a red flame. And they get scared. And the voice says, what the hell are you doing here, basically? So they're going to visit Hades and try and find a way to bring Sora back to life.
Because, of course, Olympus has to be in Kingdom Hearts 4.
Yeah, we can't not go to Olympus. That's the one world.
That world has been in every single Kingdom Hearts game.
And it shall be in every single Kingdom Hearts game.
And it shall be. I did see a thing saying, like, people thought they were going to find Auron.
I've seen that speculation, but I don't know why people think that. Maybe because he's also dead?
Yeah, that's probably it. Knowing Donald and Goofy being like, hey, he was dead, right? Let's see what happened to him.
Yeah.
Also, I want to see Donald and Goofy in Quadratum so bad.
It's just going to be a duck and a dog.
Yeah.
It's just, they become actual human men.
No. Oh, God. Oh, no.
No.
Sora's two gay
Please
dads.
No.
Goofy has giant ears, and like he wears a lot of green, and he's really lanky and tall. And Donald's like squat and has a dumb sailor's hat because of course he does.
Who does Mickey turn into? What does Mickey turn into?
Has a lisp. He turns into a goddamn mouse, and gets caught in a trap because that's what he deserves.
Jeez. When you just said Donald had a lisp, it reminds me of like. Y'all know the DuckTales reboot, right? Do y'all know about that?
Yeah.
Because there's a scene in it, I think it's near the end of the series, where Donald's lisp gets fixed for part of the episode, and he has like an actual deep voice that people can understand. And he talks like the most like badass, inspirational person. And so like that, I feel like that's his voice in Quadratum, just like this really deep voice, and there's going to be a gag where like, oh, where it has to be like, we have to keep the world order. And then no one says anything. And he goes, wait, y'all aren't going to, oh, okay. I guess y'all can understand me. Cool. No border joke.
So what do you guys think's happening? I don't fucking know anymore.
Oh, no.
Sigurd's important. Why did he just showed up to hand over a hat?
He said,
like, he's gotta be important in Missing Link. I get it. That makes sense. This is continuing that timeline. Why is he in Kingdom Hearts 4?
Here's the thing, Austin. One of the cloaked figures is that hat in human form. Whole time.
Oh no.
It's like Recoded again, where physical objects have human forms.
Not this.
Oh god, not Riku being fucking Jiminy's journal. Oh my god. The hat's gonna get hurt, they're gonna try to heal, and he goes, no, take me to a tailor.
I just have more questions. Like, this didn't answer anything.
I mean, it answered that we're getting another mobile game and another Kingdom Hearts. Mm-hmm. But that's about all it answered.
And then gave us who knows how many more questions.
Way too many.
Why, Nomura?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, I have a question.
Yeah.
Go ahead. Go ahead, Heartless.
We're getting to know more about Xehanort's hair. So that's fun.
Oh, yeah, we are going to learn about Xehanort's hairstyle. Why he's bald.
Oh, yeah.
That is the only important thing I think.
Because apparently that's an actual thing that needs to be explained.
That is the most pressing question of the series, guys.
Mickey's shirt. Like, it's just so important.
Yeah, why did they use the shirtless Mickey in the Kingdom Hearts 4 art? Did you guys notice that?
They did.
No?
What?
Hold on.
In the Kingdom Hearts 4 art thing, it's shirtless Mickey from that scene.
Weird.
Why?
Oh, I'm pissed.
Because it's all connected, guys. The shirt was Sigurd.
The shirt is the master of masters. Oh my. Mickey just wants any excuse to be topless. That's it.
God.
I also just noticed Chirithi is being held by Ven in the photo.
Of course he is.
It's so nice. Mm-hmm.
Chirithi's baby.
It's also a little fucked up how close they put Ven and Strelitzia in this photo.
Oh yeah, no, it's great. Because Strelitzia's like asleep. Because Strelitzia's out, like
she's dead.
My theory is Ven just fucking like conked her over the head with Chirithi and is now just like really happy about it. He's like, I did a thing.
Are you proud of what you wanted, right, Vanitas?
I can't stop looking at shirtless Mickey. I really wish you hadn't said that.
I'm so sorry.
It's like so out of place now that I see it. I'm like, what? Why?
I regret informing all of you of this. I'll bleep it out in the actual episode. People don't need to have this forced upon them.
No. If I was cursed with this knowledge, so is everybody else.
If I was cursed, so are you. Also, it'd be nice if we got to see Lee and Shion and Aiza in, you know, more of their casual clothes instead of just for, like, two scenes.
Yeah, streetwear! We need it.
That would be cool, because that streetwear is very nice.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Also, sorry. Go ahead. I think you're about to say what I'm about to say.
Yeah. So, did you guys see that, please go ahead. I forgot about words.
So if you look just over Roxas's shoulder in that art, there's also Replicu.
Oh, I didn't even see that. Replicu's with Nominee. Replicu's with Nominee.
Yeah, it's very cute.
That's adorable.
Why did Kingdom Hearts 3 make me like I always liked Replicu, but now I really fucking like Replicu and wish he had a body again.
He's a character now. They finally fleshed him out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Uh, So I think this game might be split up into, like, in Kingdom Hearts 3, we had those scenes where we flashed over and we were playing as Riku. I think we're going to get that again, but we might be getting more of them, and not just with Riku, but, like, playing as several different characters, doing whatever it is that they're doing to try and find Sora.
I'd love for it to be... I'm still holding on to my DMC5 idea, where, like, you're forced to play as characters in certain sections, and then can pick characters in other sections. Because I just want to play as the Wayfinder trio in the Realm of Darkness.
Yeah, that'd be super cool.
Kyrie. Playable and Kyrie. Do their thing.
Playable Roxas. Playable Shion.
Playable Shion. I'm still waiting for that.
Playable Lee. Come on.
Playable Lee. I would kill to play as Lee.
Oh, that would be amazing. I just wish Kyrie could have cool fights. Please. Manifest.
I mean,
she has
a cool fight at the end of Remind.
Yeah, she does.
Yeah.
Let me get more of that.
That is true. That's fair.
But they didn't even let her have the cool fight at the end of Melody, her own game.
They did not.
Yeah, that's true.
I just refuse to believe.
It's technically her, but there's, like, this image of Sora projected over the top, and that's so stupid to me. I hate it.
I just refuse to believe that Melody and Memory was a game, because I keep forgetting about it. Literally, anytime anyone brings it up, I'm like, oh, right, yeah, that's a thing.
No Melody of Memory slander here.
Story-wise, like, I think the whole cutscene movie is literally, like, 20 minutes long.
Yeah. It's like, oh, Kyrie, the arc was used on you to take you to Destiny Islands. Oh, you have a memory version of Xehanort, because we can't be done with Xehanort.
Nope.
Also, here's Quadratum and the Nameless Star a little bit.
Here's the fairy godmother, for whatever reason, that can just open portals like that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Streams and stuff, you know.
Wait,
I mean, it does make sense that dreams and death and fiction all kind of touch, so
that's fair. Wait, what if we got a playable Yozora in Kingdom Hearts 4?
Ooh.
I don't know where I must have missed a page of the interview, because I remember seeing something that Nomura said where originally they were thinking about doing a Vehrom Rex game and Kingdom Hearts 4.
I also saw this.
So cool.
Yeah, and it was one or the other. They had to choose.
Yeah, they decided that's going to pull too many resources right now, so we're going to go all in on Kingdom Hearts 4 and progress from there. Maybe we'll get back to Vehrom Rex, but it's not a full game on the plates right now.
Sorry,
honestly, I could see them, like, maybe packaging it as, like, a little like tech demo, like what they did with 0.2.
Or, like, the equivalent of Remind, some, like, you know, KH4 DLC.
Yeah, I can see that. Once they have more time and stuff.
Because Nomura is hellbent on making Final Fantasy Versus 13. However, whatever it takes.
The more and more I see of Quadratum, though, the less it feels like he's just doing it whole cloth. It's more like he just wants to take the themes now and move them over, which I'm much more okay with.
Like, yeah.
Because, like, I don't know. I like 15, but it's not 13, or versus 13. So I get why he wants to take those ideas he had and reuse them. But, yeah, I think it'll be a little bit better if they're just incorporated into the Kingdom Hearts story rather than, I'm just taking it and changing the names and putting it in Kingdom Hearts.
Yeah. He's probably just trying to find the best way to incorporate it, kind of going through a lot of trial and error processes.
I just really wish we can see Kyrie and Riku also in the Quadratums. That would be
we
so
probably
cool.
will, because Riku's already in there in the secret movie.
Yeah.
So we honestly probably will, and they are going to look gorgeous.
Oh, yeah.
I just realized Sora's been asleep for 7 days. Riku went through a sleep portal to get to Sora.
Oh god, not again.
No!
Not this.
Riku's only in Dream Eater Quadratum.
I swear to god, if they have a fucking if he has a fucking sigil on his back again, I'm gonna scream.
Listen, if it means the return of the Dream Eaters, I'm for it. I want my little panda. I want my little
honestly,
cat.
That probably is
going back.
To be the enemy type. It's probably going to be the Nightmares again. Or Noi.
I think
from like the World Ends With You. I think people were talking about like having noise as it as well.
Maybe. Who knows? I also wonder what Sigurd meant by, if you don't want this world, if this isn't the ending you wanted, you have infinite possibilities. So is Quadratum like connected to infinite world lines? Like, could you just hop? Like, is our real world one of these world lines? Wow. And we are unreality to somebody else?
I think the way it works. I think the way it works, because the way the power of waking works is you traverse through hearts to get to other worlds. And so the only reason Sora is in Quadratum is because he abused it, but they never said he lost it.
Yeah, he just used it backwards. He traversed worlds to get to hearts.
Instead of the other way around. So he might be able to go to other worlds if he has connections with other people that aren't just his main crew. That's probably, honestly, how he gets back at the end of the game. It's probably going to be that. Is him like trying to figure out how to actually use it correctly, and probably Strelitzia is the one like training him or something bullcrap like that.
I mean, if Sigurd is to be believed, you can't expect to return to the world from which you came.
Well, not immediately, but if it's infinite possibilities, you have a chance to go back at some point.
Yeah, it'd be weird if they just like had Kingdom Hearts. You're no longer going to Disney World. You're hopping whole fucking universes.
That should be. So they're gonna throw you in the MCU and say, "Have fun."
I mean, that would be cool because they could do something like, I don't know, like Midgar, and then wrap up, you know, Cloud and Sephiroth.
Oh, that is true. Yeah, if they want to bring Final Fantasy back into it, the only worlds are Final Fantasy worlds.
Toss Sora. You could literally just toss Sora back. Like into Final Fantasy VII Remake.
Honestly, yeah.
A dream. Truly a dream.
That's and then it turns into the gameplay style of VII Remake. And
I'm going to start sobbing on the pod. Don't do this to me.
Oh, no.
I need this to happen.
There's going to be a DLC for VII Remake. That's going to be like a little bonus, like non-canon thing. It's going to have Sora in it.
Question is, would this cloud recognize Sora?
Presumably Ooh. Not. Although, we've seen it where multiple versions of somebody, even though they don't actively know or remember, still feel that connection.
Mm-hmm.
So it's possible.
Right. He'll do his whole head-holding thing throughout the journey and start just getting flashes of Sora back from like Kingdom Hearts 1 and 2.
Whoa.
I just had an idea.
What?
So the two guys in the Kingdom Hearts 4 trailer, that's Brain and Sigurd. They're there to fight against the Master of Masters, who's also there. But that's not who we saw. Because Zora, during the Sora fight stuff, when you lose, says that he's there to save Sora. So
and
he was
doing cryo sleep.
Yeah. He's working for Sigurd and Brain.
I could
interesting.
See that. He's probably.
This is total speculation. Who I have no
what
fucking
if,
idea.
Or what if no? Or what if the masters got to Yozora first and is lying to him? And said
that's
Brain
also very possible.
Sigurd wanna hurt Sora. And Yozora is
okay.
Puppet.
So yeah, that's kind of baseless speculation. Who fucking knows? But I have a good theory that I've thought about recently, and I want to talk about it.
Go ahead.
It has nothing to do with this that we've dealt with so far. It's nothing to do with the anniversary. Okay, so in Remind, Master of Masters tells Xehanort, basically, you're going to do this thing because we don't want a false light to like go on, basically. So, is everything with Xehanort just been a test by the Master of Masters to find somebody who was powerful enough with light to defeat all the original darknesses?
I could see that.
That sounds pretty realistic.
That's honestly probably that honestly, yeah.
Yeah.
Does Xehanort have an original darkness within him already? Is that why we saw in some of the chess scenes his eyes are silver and in the future they're yellow and darknessy?
Probably.
I would think so.
Yeah.
Because I also noticed that in later scenes, all of the Union leaders, their masks' eyes are yellow, other than Ava's. But they didn't always used to be yellow, so a lot of them were red or blue or green, and then later they're all yellow.
And they were supposed to be hosts anyway.
Yep.
Yeah, I could see that. Kingdom Hearts 4 is just you going around beating up the 13 darknesses, fighting the foretellers, all that jazz.
That's a tall task.
The 13 darknesses are going to combine into one true darkness, and then Sora's going to defeat them with the Union Cross attack again.
Then they split up, and then Xehanort comes back, and...
No. Oh. The mouse gets possessed. You gotta fight Mickey.
The final darkness is Mickey Mouse.
Wait. Random.
It's
random...
too late, Mickey.
Oh, God. Random emotional beat bullcrap idea, because I don't think it would actually happen. It would be very cool if it did. What if, in Sora trying to fight all the darknesses, little pieces of them keep like going into him, and then he gets possessed, and then, oh, crap, no one else can fight him, and then Kairi steps up and does her bullcrap, and then you get a fight scene between Sora and Kairi.
That would be wild.
That would be really cool. Yeah, it's Riku and Kairi both having to fight Sora back.
Like, you try to have, like, Riku's, like, trying to use his experience with the darkness to try and weaken it or draw it out, and then Kairi's just trying to, like, purge him, and it's not working because Sora is too strong, and he's, like, almost kind of like that same strength as a Ventus-Vanitas combination in terms of pure light versus pure dark.
Damn, I would tear up.
And then a really crackpot theory is Ventus Vanitas actually does come in, and then I'll stop.
But if my theory is correct, Sora has defeated two of the original darknesses already.
Vanitas and Xehanort.
Vanitas and Xehanort.
Meaning there's 11 left.
And 4 are still locked in the data world as far as we know?
Leave seven
meaning there's
left.
7. Fuck.
Oh my God.
You're definitely right, Austin.
Oh my God.
Oh God.
Austin,
so that means
left
that the darkness. I almost did. So that means the darkness that we see in that Dark Road trailer is gonna possess Xehanort eventually.
Yes.
Bada boom. I've solved Kingdom Hearts.
And what if Xehanort is the one that kills all the upperclassmen?
Oh. Likely. I could see that happening.
I think it might have been the darkness that did it, though, because in the trailer we see, like, the world looks ravaged. It almost looks like when Daybreak Town was falling apart. And there's Xehanort and Ericus lying on the ground in their Keyblade armors. Darkness is off to one side, and then Odin magics in and does a light bubble, sort of like Yen Sid did in Kingdom Hearts 3, and says, so it's only you left. So I think the darkness probably did kill all the other classmen.
Absorbed them, got stronger. The darkness actually gets stronger by absorbing light. Since, you know, the more light you cast, the bigger your shadow gets. You know, Kingdom Hearts 1 reference and all that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I literally had the scene play in my head when you said that.
So did I. Quick, someone check if Sora has a shadow. My God, this stuff is too much. It hurts my brain.
Well, do you guys have any other things you want to talk about regarding the event and everything that was announced?
Well, the new
Did we ever figure out what the whole like hotel room chest thing was for or whatever, since we weren't allowed to take pictures?
What?
I don't think we know yet.
Okay. What kind of, okay, what if we do, what if they do have Disney worlds in there? What kind of worlds y'all want to see?
I mean, it only feels right to have it be the realistic ones, like live action ones.
But they might try and do the off the excessive Encanto. Possibly, I could see that being a really good Disney world.
This would be a Kyrie world. Actually, no, Encanto could be a Sora world too. I lied. I'll take that back. But because the thing is, Sora only looks realistic because he's in Quadratum. So them saying that means they're going to be using different art styles probably. So they are going to have to go back to the Kingdom Hearts one at some point. Or the animation one, I guess, at some point. I think.
Yeah. They only said that if Sora was where Donald and Goofy are, he would look similar to them. So Nomura doesn't say Sora will go back. Of course, he can't say that right now, but
yeah,
that's why I really think we're going to have the story kind of be split as the people searching for him, presumably going to a bunch of, I think Donald and Goofy are going to go to every world that has anything to do with death and be like, what's up? Can you help us bring our friend back?
Yeah, that is true. Cause I know Donald and Goofy are doing that. Wayfinder Trio is in the Realm of Darkness.
Mickey is supposed to go to Scala Ad Kylum.
Mickey is in Scala Ad Kylum, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then the Sea Salt Trio is in Twilight Town, trying to figure out the whole Data Twilight Town thing. Seeing if there's anything there, I think.
Yeah, I think, aren't they like still trying to go over all of Diz's data now that it's kind of been shoved into Data Twilight Town?
They're doing all that, plus trying to monitor Roxas and Shion's memories as well. Probably not to the same extent as Kyrie's, but like...
Yeah.
Yeah. I want to see Hayne or Pence and Olette, just like someone. I want Hayne to actually land his kick.
Agreed. He needs to fucking dive kick somebody.
Because that looked... I feel like if Ansem hadn't have blocked that, out. Like, he's done. He's dead. Like,
yeah, Terra had to show up and ruin it.
Yeah, god dang it, Terra. Like...
Well, do we want to go down the list real quick? And, like, just everybody say what their favorite thing that they saw, like every favorite thing about the event was.
Sure.
All right. I'll go last. So go ahead, Carlos.
I already said this earlier and it sounded like a joke, but I actually meant it. The grappling hook at Kingdom Hearts 4. I really hope it's like, you know, usable so you can just like Spider-Man around Quadratum, because that would be a dream come true. I thought it was very cool.
That would be super cool.
I still love Starlitzia so much. I wish we can play as her. This is such a cool character, and I want to know more about her.
Playable Starlitzia confirmed.
I'm in the same boat with Starlitzia. I'm like, will Lorium find her is or figure out what's going on as well, because we don't know where he and Elraina are after
Bruno.
So maybe they could be looking into some stuff as well. Who knows?
My favorite confirmed thing is probably Sora's Quadratum outfit, because that looks very nice, very nice.
It just made cosplaying Sora a lot easier.
Oh, no, it's sick. And I love the color scheme with it. But speculated, I want a playable Yasora. Just for a section, please.
That would be super cool. I both love and hate that Sigurd is important. It's so Kingdom Hearts for it to be important, but it also boggles my mind.
Why did I know you were going to say that? You were going to mention Sigurd?
Because I freaked out about it, so of course I cared.
I mean, you blew my mind in this episode.
You blew mine, yeah, with your connection with it. Because I just knew it was Sigurd. I didn't make the connection with the whole voice thing.
I didn't until this morning when I read the Famitsu interview.
What if Sora meets Sigurd and then says, "You sound familiar." Like he hears, like he, since he had already heard him.
That would be interesting.
I just had another thought. What if Sigurd is reincarnated into Sora? And that's why the voice is there.
Whoa. No.
Or it's another heart inside Sora.
Secret. Oh God, the heart.
Secret heart.
The heart hotel is never empty.
Open for open after renovations.
Heart hotel is popping.
We got this new look. We look like a real boy, not an anime boy. And
Pinocchio world
for business.
Yeah, we got the Pinocchio treatment. If Sora lies, his shoes get bigger.
Oh no.
No, they get smaller.
Not
they get smaller.
Until he's just walking on tiny little points.
Oh no, that's terrifying.
It really is. Kind of horrific. Well, our intro and outro song is Dearly Reminded by Ion Ultra. You can find his Bandcamp links in the show notes. You can also find a link to our Discord server in the show notes. We do have a few new friends in there. We have Rash and Kyrie. Welcome. And before we say goodbye, do any of you guys have anything you want to plug?
No, I think I'm good.
Yeah, just join the Discord.
Be our friends.
Join us.
Come speculate all these scenes with us.
The chats have been popping off recently. It's great.
Well, that's all from us this week. Bye.
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 This world has been connected. Now I gotta know what the goof is.
Oh God!
Oh man, we gotta figure out the goof.
What's the goof?
Oh no!
Is this the goof?
Is this the goof? Is it?
Speculating
about something
really
funny, quick.
Oh no!
Someone say something funny, quick.
No.